friends. Thanks for joining us for more inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Paul Sedan is sharing with us from San Francisco, California.
It may be a Christian law to forgive others, but what about forgiving yourself? I've seen tennis players lose a match simply because they ruminate over making a bad shot and lose their focus for the rest of the game. Failure to forgive yourself can be a loopy mental trap. Replaying a mistake can cause you to avoid moving forward and ignore the good that's always at hand. One warm summer day, I drove to a nearby lake with my air mattress, planning to just float around on the water, enjoying the solitude. I slipped the car keys into the pocket of my bathing suit and took off. After some relaxing time, I returned to the shore. I walked back to my car, reached into the bathing suit pocket for my car keys, and came up empty. I panicked. It was before cell phones, so no one to call. I started to mentally punish myself. What were you thinking? Your car keys are on the bottom of the lake. Now what? My study of Christian Science made me know that none of this was productive. Prayer was the only answer, and I started to reverse every negative thought about myself. I am the perfect spiritual child of God. I'm not a stupid idiot. I express wisdom and intelligence as the full reflection of God, who is also known as Divine Mind. A sense of calm came, and with that, the thought to go over to the spot where I launched out. As I looked down into the water, there on the sandy bottom were my car keys. They had fallen out of my pocket as I mounted my raft. A friend once remarked that self-condemnation is a poor indoor sport. We can free ourselves from needless guilt by acknowledging our true status as God's spiritual expression. He never made us forgetful, but rather loved, worthy, and able to glorify Him. This true self-image opens thought to see that whether it's the big stuff or what seems like the little stuff, good is always at hand.
Did you find this week's ideas inspiring? To learn what we look for in a daily lift, listen to our webinar at christianscience.com/dailylift and then submit your own healing message. We'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.